I want to read four well-known passages of Scripture, dear friends, tonight. The first is in the second book of Kings and chapter 5, and it is on page 486. I'll read a larger section to get the sense, but it's just a few words that I'm thinking of from 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 8. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had rent his garment, that he sent to the king, saying, "Why hast thou rent thy garments? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." And Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times. And thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." Naaman was wroth, and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he will certainly come out to me, and stand, and call on the name of Jehovah his God, and wave his hand over the place, and cure the leper. Are not the Abana and the Pharpha rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?" And he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants drew near and spoke to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bidden thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he says to thee, 'Wash and be clean'?" Then he went down and plunged himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Book of the Psalms, Psalm 51, page 721 in the Bible that I'm using. Psalm 51, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. "Be gracious unto me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the abundance of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me fully from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is continually before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done what is evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, be clear when thou judgest. Behold, in iniquity was I brought forth, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou wilt have truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Then in the epistle to Titus, on page 1445, Titus 3 and verse 4. "But when the kindness and love to man of our Saviour God appeared, not on the principle of works, which have been done in righteousness, which we had done, but according to his own mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, which he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Saviour. Having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." And then finally, in the book of Revelation, page 1487, Revelation chapter 1, is the second part of verse 5. "To him who loves us and has washed us from our sins in his blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the might to the ages of ages. Amen." All of these scriptures, dear friend, talk about washing or being washed. First in particular is a very well-known passage and well-worn passage in the gospel preaching, but nonetheless it is very true and it is very precious. What I wanted to draw attention to was the word of the servant to Naaman, how much rather then when he says to thee, wash and be clean. We can be thankful for those who love us sufficiently to be able to draw alongside us and speak a bit of common sense to us, don't we? This man Naaman was clearly a very powerful man, and he also clearly had a very high opinion of himself. But as we find in the earlier part of the chapter, but he was a leper. Dear friend, every man, woman and child tonight is a sinner, marked by sin. Every single one of us, we cannot escape it. Scripture tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Dear friend, you might think you've left the days of your sins behind you, but you still come short of the glory of God. You cannot come up to your God's standards in your own strength. It is utterly impossible. It's what David had to come to in the psalm. But dear friend, the blood of Jesus Christ is available tonight, that you might be washed in it and become clean of your sin. And that is what I want to speak about tonight, dear friends. I want to speak about one who went to Calvary's cross in love for sinners like you and me. We were reminded this afternoon in our reading of how it bore upon the Spirit of the Lord Jesus when he saw the effects of sin that had come in upon man. The preciousness of what is revealed in that shortest verse in the Holy Bible. But that same one was on his way to Calvary's cross, where he was going to meet sin and the consequences of it in his own body, when he was hung upon that cross to become the sin bearer. Dear friend, is he the sin bearer for you? Did he bear your sins on the cross? Do you know what it is to be washed clean in the precious shed blood of Jesus? Various things took place that might be so. Wicked hands lifted him up and put him upon that cross. The hatred of man was shown when that soldier took the spear and pierced his side. But the answer that Jesus gave to that was that his precious blood and water flowed from his side. When man in hatred pierced thy side, thy blood, love's answer gave. Dear friend, what does the precious shed blood of Jesus mean to you tonight? Is it something that happened in history? Is it something that you know about? Or is it something that is precious to you because you have some understanding of the distance that has been brought in between you and a holy and righteous God by the fact that you are a sinner? None of us can escape it, you know. David in the psalm had to come to it, didn't he? He had to come to it that not only had he sinned in the matter which was brought to his attention. Again, another faithful soul drew alongside a powerful king, brought the word of God to bear upon him. But he had to come to it. In iniquity was I brought forth, and in sin did my mother conceive me. He had to realize that he was wholly and undeniably consumed in that way in sin. But he had an outlet to his righteous God, you know. He knew something of the closeness of his relationship with God, and he could ask him, wash me fully from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. He could plead to a merciful God, you know, one who he knew as a righteous God, but he had to come by way of repentance. I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is continually before me. So, dear friend, if you are to be washed clean from your sins in the precious blood of Jesus tonight, you need to come to God in repentance. Recognizing your sinful state before God. Purge me with hyssop, you know. Hyssop was a plant, I understand, which grew out of the wall. A bit like a weed. David would have had to have come to an understanding of his nothingness before God. But the other thing about hyssop, you know, is that it was used. You'll remember when the children of Israel were in Egypt and the destroying angel was going to go through Egypt and destroy all the firstborn. They were told to take a bunch of hyssop and to apply the blood to the doorposts and the lintel. They had to put their faith and trust in the blood of that lamb, you know. They had to accept or had to trust God, take God at his word. And that tonight, dear friend, is just like the sinner who comes in repentance towards God. They can take him at his word because God has set forth the blood of Jesus Christ upon the mercy seat. Let me quote it rightly. It's in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Being justified freely by his grace, that's God's grace, through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth a mercy seat through faith in his blood. So, dear friend, if you're to be washed in the precious blood of Jesus, you need to take God at his word. Recognize that the blood of Jesus was shed on Calvary's cross on your account. In the same way that God could promise to the children of Israel, when I see the blood, I will pass over. God has promised to the sinner who comes to him in repentance that the precious shed blood of Jesus is all that is needed. And faith in that blood is all that is needed that you might be washed clean from your sins. Isn't that wonderful, dear friends? Isn't that wonderful? Naaman thought he could do better for himself, better than he was told to. Are not the waters of Damascus better than the... We have to take God at his word and come to God on his terms. Don't let us think that we can make ourselves better, you know. Often hear people say, well, if you improve man's circumstances, you will improve the man. Well, when man was created upon the earth, he was put in the Garden of Eden. Very, very best place that there has ever been on the face of the earth. And sin still came in. So that proves the lie of that, doesn't it? Dear friend, don't think that you can do better for yourself than God can do for you. It is a lie of the devil. God's way is by putting our faith and trust in the precious shed blood of Jesus. It's offered tonight the same as it has been ever since it was shed. We spoke again about that man this afternoon on the cross beside Jesus. He cried out to the Lord Jesus for mercy. What did he find? Well, you've left it too late. You're receiving the just recompense for your sins. That man knew that anyway. He'd already said that. We receive the just recompense. He said, but this man has done nothing amiss. Remember me, Lord, when thou comest in thy kingdom. What word did he get? You've been too late. You've left it too late. You deserve what you're getting. No. What he got is today thou shalt be with me in paradise. That offer is open towards anyone tonight who comes to God in repentance. Bring our own righteousnesses before him, and our righteousnesses are even as filthy rags, you know. Think of the man in Luke 15. He said, never have I done anything against thee. Never have I disobeyed a commandment of thine. Again, let's quote it right. Behold, so many years I serve thee, never have I transgressed a commandment of thine. To me thou hast never even given a kid that I make merry with my friends. That was a man who was in self-righteousness, but outside the house of blessing. Don't let us think we can bring our own terms to God. It is not the way of salvation. The way of salvation is found only by coming in repentance to God, putting our faith and trust in Jesus. So we come to that scripture I read in Titus, where it says, "But according to his own mercy, he has saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, which he has poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Saviour." That precious gospel scripture in John 3 says, "May not perish, but have life eternal." Well, that's what God has done to the repentant sinner, brought him back into the relationship which he had in mind for him. And he's given him the Holy Spirit that he might know something of the life and joy that it is to be found within that relationship. Because we know, we understand, and we believe that Christ went into death, but he didn't remain there. He was 3 days in the tomb, but he was raised the third day by the glory of the Father. We don't preach one who is dead, we preach one who has died, but we preach one who yet lives. Lord Jesus Christ has removed the penalty for each and every one who will put their faith and trust in him, so that we might know something of a living link, a renewed link with God, be before God without sin, without let or hindrance, that which David was clearly brought into in the Old Testament. Now, I just read that section, the beginning of Revelation, "To him who loves us and has washed us from our sins in his blood, and made us a kingdom priest to his God and Father, to him be glory and the might to the ages of ages. Amen." That's the language of someone who knows something of what it is to be washed in the power, in the precious shed blood of Jesus, brought into newness of life, brought into a relationship with a holy and righteous God without let or hindrance. It's one that's open to any tonight who will simply put their faith and trust in Jesus. I hope you will do so tonight, dear friend, each one of us, for his name's sake.